If you want to take your Bibles, you can turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. You know, everybody wants a good reputation. Everybody wants their family to have a good reputation. All of us should want our church to have a good reputation. Over the last couple of years, this church has been noted for its love for missionaries. And people are saying, you need to come to this church because they love missionaries. And that's a good thing. Amen. In Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, it says that a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. In the way of introduction, we can see three things about a good reputation. A good reputation is a choice. We have a choice to make a good reputation for ourselves, or we have a choice to make a bad one. We can either be a success or we can be a failure. We can either have victory or we could be in defeat. We can live free or we can live in guilt. What kind of reputation do we want? It's our choice to make. The second thing that we see in Proverbs 22:6 is that it's valuable. It's better to have a good name, a good reputation, than great riches. You know, what is the value of a soul? If he gains the whole world but loses his soul. See, there's nothing to be compared to what God can give. There's nothing to be compared to his glory. So a good reputation is a choice that we have to make. We have to make it individually. We have to make it as a family. We have to make it as a church. We have to make it as a country. And we can see right now, if you look in the world situation, that our country is not having a good reputation anymore. But we need that. A good reputation is valuable. And the last part of this verse is that it goes hand in hand with loving favor. Loving favor means that God is going to bless us because he loves us and we're finding favor. You know, when we do what God wants us to do, he will bless us. This morning in my youth, in the youth class, I taught on Simeon and Anna. You know, they got to see the Christ child. Simeon actually got to hold the Christ child. And you know, they said that Simeon was a just man and he was devout and he was looking for the consolation of Israel. And he was promised by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death until he'd seen the Christ child. And that happened. Anna was the same way. At the same time, they all came together. God brings us all together to see him. That's loving favor. We can't expect God's loving favor unless we have a good reputation with him. Remember Job? Remember how God has. Have you considered what? My servant Job, who's what? Upright in all his ways. Oh, would we love to have God say that about us. That would be the desire of all of us. To have it said in our life here and then also have it said, well done, thou good and faithful servant up there. Well, tonight we're going to look at the example of a good reputation at the church of Thessalonica. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verses 2 through 7, Paul writes to the church and he says, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as ye have known what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. We used Acts 17:6 this morning, where they took the believers and they said, look, these are the people that are turning the men upside down. That was happening here. Verse 7, so that ye were examples to all that believe in Macedonia in Achaia. See, they had a good reputation. There are basically three things about a good reputation that I want to talk on briefly tonight. The first one is a good spiritual reputation has evidence. We find that in verse 3 here. It says that they had a work of faith. James says that show me your faith without works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. Folks, if you are a Christian, you've got to be doing something for God. You're not going to get revival unless we pray, unless we work for it. We're not going to change unless we allow that to happen. And that's going to take effort on our part. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 10, the Bible says that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. See, we're supposed to walk. Working shows our walk. It will be a worthy walk. And the other thing here is that it will be, we should be increasing in the knowledge of God. We should know more about God and His grace and His mercy every day. See, they were commended because of their work of faith. Secondly, in verse 3, they were commended because of their labor of love. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10 says, "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love." See, that's what God's looking for us in our lives. He's looking to see the same love in us that He has for us. And we need to show that. So as God loves us, we should love the brethren. It says, "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward His name." Why do we do things? Why do we work? Why do we love? It should be about God and God alone. It says, "Show to His name in that ye have what? Ministered to the saints, past tense, and do minister, present tense." You know, there is no retirement in the Christian's walk. We may be getting older. We may not be able to do certain things physically, but that doesn't mean we should stop praying. That doesn't mean that we should stop reading God's Word. That shouldn't mean that we should stop encouraging people. That shouldn't mean that we shouldn't cultivate the spiritual gifts in our life. We should keep on laboring to make ourselves more like Him by His grace, because we can't do it on our own. So the first thing that their spiritual reputation had evidence because of their work of faith. The second thing was because of their labor of love. And the third thing that they had here in verse 3 was patience of hope. Boy, this year has worked on our patience. Probably this Christmas break, if you have kids, probably worked on your patience, huh? There you go. Okay. But you know something? Parents at Christmas break have the hope that they have to go back to school. Okay? We have the hope that one day that we will go and we will be with our Heavenly Father. Amen. And 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, it says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts." That's having a good reputation. "And be ready always to" what? "Give an answer to every man that asketh you of the reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." Why would someone ask you the question unless they saw something in you? See, we should make people thirsty for the Word. In the Sermon on the Mount, he says, "Ye are the" what? "Salt of the earth." But if the salt has lost its savor, what good is it? The same thing if we say that we have faith, but we don't have a work of faith, we don't have a labor of love, and we don't have patience, what good is it? No one would ever ask about eternity. No one would ever ask about where you go to church. No one would ever ask about the Bible unless we live it. Unless we live it. So the first thing is that a good spiritual reputation has evidence. The second thing is that the evidence of a good spiritual reputation is seen. We've already talked about that from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. However, in verse 3, it says, all these three things, the work of faith, the labor of love, and the patience of hope, what? Is in the what? Sight of God and our Father. See, we need to understand that God's watching. And you know something? Now let's be honest. When we were kids, our behavior was probably better when we were in the presence of our parents than when we were outside of the presence. We would not even consider doing some of the things that we would do without them seeing us in their sight. Why don't we live our spiritual life as if God's always present? You know, we deny His deity when we say, well, God doesn't see me here. Don't we? When we do our own thing as if God doesn't exist, we're being an unbeliever. And so what we need to understand is God is always watching. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 21, it says, make you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you but which is well-pleasing in His sight. See, we shouldn't, when we were growing up, we should never do anything that would displease our parents. But we know what we did. But in our spiritual growth, we should never do anything that would displease our Heavenly Father. We saw all that in the movie Friday night. Well-pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. So the evidence of a good spiritual reputation is seen by God. You know, you may be lying to yourself, you may be lying to others, but you're not lying to God about what your spiritual reputation is. The second thing is that evidence of good spiritual reputation is seen by others, so they would ask of the hope that's in you. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, a verse that we should all really know. Let your what? Light so shine among men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. What have we done this week? What have we done today? What are we going to do tomorrow that will show God in our life? What will we do to show God to others? See, the evidence of a good reputation is that people will see it. You know, it's hard to prove that you are something unless you have some sort of fruit. Unless there's some sort of thing in your life that delineates you from everybody else. And the same thing goes for a good reputation. Thirdly, the results of good spiritual reputation that is seen. We see this in verse 2 and then also in verses 6 and 7 in our passage. The first one is that a good reputation is appreciated. You know why it's appreciated? You know where they stand. You know where that person has good reputation stand. They could be trusted. They could be trusted. In verse 2, it says what? He says, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. Why? Because of the things that follow in the following verses. And then verse 3 starts off with the word remembering. See, we should appreciate what people do for us. And we should be appreciated for what we do for people. That works as an individual, it also works as a church. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3, Paul is writing his second letter, and in the introduction to that, he says, we are bound to thank God always for you. You know, our reputation, our help to other people should be such that people just have to do it. They just have to be thankful. They just have to praise God. They just have to glorify God for this. He said, we're bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is what? Meet. It's the right thing to do because it's deserved. Because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. In the first letter, he said, remembering your what? Work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope. And he's saying the same thing here, time down. Here's the point. They were going the same way further down the line. They were going the same way in the future. Okay, we have the advantage of having both letters here. What will people say of us tomorrow? Will it be the same thing that we're doing today? See, we need to press toward the high mark, the high calling of God. We need to lay aside every weight and run with patience the what? The race that is set before us and finish. Because it's appreciated. It's appreciated. The second thing of a result of a good spiritual reputation that's seen is that it endures trial. It says in verse 6 here, it says that in much affliction you received the word. See, it's one thing to hear about it. It's another thing to take it. And then it's another thing to apply it when you're having issues. Folks, my prayer for all of us in here is that we apply God's word all the time. Not just when we think that we should. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 4, Paul's writing to them. And you know, and the Corinthians were having an issue with his credentials. They were having an issue with his pedigree, his spiritual pedigree, his spiritual reputation. But he says this. He says, but in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God. Everything we do, we should do heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. Everything we do, we should prove ourselves as being ministers of God in much what? Patience. In afflictions. In necessities. In distresses. See, a good spiritual reputation is something that will endure trials. In Matthew chapter 13, in the parable of the seed and the sower, there was the seed that went into shallow ground. And it sprung up and said, here I am. And then what happened? Trials came. The sun beat on it. And it had little root and it died away. A spiritual reputation is one that will last. It's one that will last. It's one that will endure trials. And lastly, it provides an example to others believers. It says, so that ye were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. One thing I want to point out here. We don't know how much we're influencing people. Good or bad. So you better be careful that your influence is good all the time. Because the bad influence we don't have to answer for. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 17, it says, brethren, be followers together of me and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. You know what we should be looking for? People who live like Christ. We should be looking for people who live like Christ. You know how we should live? We should live like Christ. If we live like Christ, I guarantee we'll have a good spiritual reputation. Be part of a good reputation. Let's stand. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this time. Lord, I just ask you this time of invitation. Father, someone here does not know you as Savior. Lord, I pray that they would accept you as Savior. Understand that you died on the cross for their sins. You were buried. You rose again the third day. And that now you sit in heaven and just waiting for someone to say, Lord, forgive me my sins. I believe you did this for me. And become Lord of my life. Father, for us, Lord, here tonight, let us be worried about our spiritual reputation. Father, help us to endeavor to have a good one. Father, fix the things that's in us that's not good. And help us, Lord, to walk in your grace. And that we walk worthy of you. Lord, be with us time of invitation. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Hello.